This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One third of all American states and more than 100 House Republicans signed on to give their support to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's election challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania. Members of Congress shared by untold millions of their constituents that the unconstitutional irregularities involved in the 2020 presidential election cast doubt upon its outcome and the integrity of the American system of elections. According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe. The actor that played Debo in the Friday movies franchise and former wrestler Tommy Tiny Lister has died at the age of 62. Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you're prone to severe allergic reactions, USA Radio News' Tim Berg has a report for you.
Drug maker Pfizer is warning Britain's National Health Service not to give the company's coronavirus vaccine to people with significant history of allergic reactions. As far as what this means for folks with allergies and the coronavirus vaccine, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox and Friends,
I think what's important here is that the two people who had allergies in the UK were already carrying an EpiPen, meaning that they had had severe allergies in the past. So the warning here is for people that have had severe allergies in the past where they had to be rushed to the hospital or they had swelling or decreased blood pressure and high and big rashes. That's the group that we would hesitate to give this to right away. But it's not for the general population. We have haven't seen a lot of allergies in all the people that were studied.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Debo from the Friday movie franchise has died. Tommy Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon and pronounced dead. That was confirmed by his manager, Cindy Cowan. The coroner's office is investigating and the cause of death has yet to be revealed. Mainstream media censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and did well as shielding the explosive information from American voters. Some emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoing. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki gets us up to date on the story.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries. countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and it is time for Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek here to come on the show, and hopefully she has something to talk about because, at last blush, Liz, it just seems like another boring news day here in America.
Yeah. You know, one of my weekly chores is to figure out what to write about for my Monday morning Fox News column, which I submit on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I have no idea. I mean, it's like my husband said something like, you've got a shotgun approach. There's so many different targets. And it's really true. I mean, where is my outrage greatest? It'd be hard to know, honestly, yeah. But the Hunter Biden scandal obviously is absolutely an outrage. Not so much what Hunter Biden did. That's become secondary. Mm-hmm. It's that the media refused to acknowledge it before the election. I mean, honestly, and by the way, the Department of Justice refused to talk about it or reveal it in the months leading up to the election. AG Barr apparently knew about it, kept it quiet for 6 months. I mean, you begin to wonder, Bill, who do we trust? Who really is just an honest broker these days? I have no idea.
Well, you imagine what Joe Biden's feeling like. Who does he trust? Because he had all these power brokers that gave him all kinds of headwinds and everything else that you can imagine for him to garner over 80 million votes. And now that he's in, or supposedly in, if you ask Chris Wallace, he is the president-elect without argument and discussion. But the thing is that now all of a sudden the mainstream media, who is quiet, who was complicit in, adding to those headwinds, is now pigpiling on Biden a bit. So you go, what's Biden being set up for?
Well, first of all, it's tailwinds, not headwinds. They gave him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Tailwinds. Yes, exactly. I'm sorry.
To get into the Oval Office. I wish they had been headwinds.
Yes, right. I'm sorry.
I don't think the media is doing anything but covering their own tracks and trying to not look as ridiculous as they do look and as corrupt. What always amazed me, honestly, in the months leading up to the election was the lack of a single young reporter at the Washington Post or the New York Times or CNN or wherever who said, gosh, this Hunter Biden story or you name it, any number of other issues, the possible dementia of Joe Biden or whatever. This really strikes me as kind of worth knowing about. Why don't I investigate it and then reveal it?
Exactly.
Where were those people? I mean, this is an industry that is supposed to attract energetic, truth you know, look, people looking for the truth and exactly. and investigation, and that is just utterly gone. And I think the worst, one of the worst examples of it, to my view, and I actually tweeted something about this, and it's kind of gone viral, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about 60 Minutes, all right? So Leslie Stahl does this interview in the White House with President Trump, and he says something pretty innocuous for him, like, you know, I wish you guys would interview Joe Biden the way you interview me. And, you know, raises the Hunter Biden scandal. She goes, there's no scandal.
Right.
Kind of like, come on, you know, we're on the same side here of looking for the truth. And, you know, that's not true. Well, remember also 60 Minutes was the group that aired a segment on the Lincoln Project. Now, you know, Bill, the Lincoln Project was a minor footnote in this campaign. It was a bunch of political hacks, kind of, what did I call them, political mercenaries,
mm-hmm.
people who claim to have been former Republicans but honestly swung both ways, who really set out to destroy Donald Trump and created really horrible ads about him. And what did 60 Minutes do in telling this story or in the segment about this group? They never revealed the background or how rich these guys were making off of this sort of faux-principled attack on Donald Trump. Instead, they ran the ads. They ran the ads on national TV, ads which, up until that time, had really not garnered much attention. You know, to me, that was the most corrupt, and by the way, never talked in that segment to anyone who countered them in any mm-hmm. significant way.
Exactly, right.
So, you know, the examples of the media misbehaving are... You know, I could talk for hours about it, and I don't mean to run off at the mouth about it.
Well, no,
really,
I wrote about this as well, Liz. I called it the hidden headline. I mean, this is Pulitzer Prize territory, that if somebody would have picked the ball up on this and really did a deep dive, and you wouldn't even have to go that deep into realizing the corruption and how many tentacles, and let's make sure we get this right, you know, to really break down the tailwinds that were behind Joe Biden, whether it was the Communist Chinese, corporate America. Why did corporate America come out for Biden in such a demonstrable manner and put him over the top and allowed the Democrats to, you know, fund at least three Senate campaigns to the tune of over $100 million? I mean, this is unheard of, Liz.
Well, it's unheard of unless you have been watching the China story for two decades, which I have. And I have to say, one of the big non-surprises to me was that big business finally decided it was more important to protect their relationships with China than it was to back a candidate that promised lower taxes and less regulation. They loved Donald Trump up until the time he really was, you know, the problem for Donald Trump was he kept his promises, right? He actually built the wall or started pretty aggressively on that. He actually did confront China and try and reset our trade agreements. Well, who really promoted those unfair, lopsided trade arrangements? Who actually gave away America's intellectual property? The Chinese literally really can't be blamed for stealing it because our American corporations gave it to them knowing that's what they were doing.
Exactly.
So I agree with you. Big tech, big business, they are not on the side of Donald Trump, and they're not, more importantly, they're not on the side of American workers. So Joe Biden has this total mythology that he is the candidate of the working men and women of America. It is so not true, Bill. And I hope in the next 2 to 4 years, as this guy blunders his way through armed with an administration totally retreads from prior failed administrations, I hope that finally America's working class Americans figure out that the Democratic Party does not represent them.
Well, here's a man who three times before ran for president. I think the best he could get in approval ratings was 3%. So out of nowhere, you know, here he is. He's the heir apparent, you know, backed up by all these resources. The media has been missing in action, social media, what they have done. I mean, they really have obliterated the First Amendment altogether, have they not?
Yeah, it's shocking to me that Americans are not out in the street protesting this, because this is exactly correct. The Democrats, Joe Biden did not win this election.
Mm-hmm.
Big tech, big big media, big business, they are the people that won this election, and it is an outrage.
Well, you say, why aren't people out in the street? Well, actually, they're gathering out there. There is a March for Trump bus tour that has been taking place for the last couple of weeks. It will culminate this weekend in D.C. And look forward. Last time, the news didn't report on it. There was 1.4 million people that came to D.C. Several weeks ago. They're expecting an even larger group. So you're going to see a lot more people on the street this Saturday. Liz Peek is with us, and we've got more from her after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, that is the operative pronoun, ladies and gentlemen. We, as in we the people. You know, a democracy requires, it demands involvement and activation. I mean, the reason we are here today, lots of reasons, but it's just that we've ignored the obvious signs that have been taking place. Whether it's been the activity of the Chinese, the mainstream media, our institutions that more and more, you know, like or hate Donald Trump. I got to tell you, Liz, if there's a word for Donald Trump, what he has done to our institutions, he has exposed the rank corruption that has been running rampant, and they're scrambling a little bit here because yeah, so it's real obvious, isn't it?
I agree, and I mean, who hates somebody worse than the guy that comes out of left field and says, hey, there's a bunch of bad stuff going on here and bad people, and I'm going to start confronting them. You know what? Everybody, unfortunately, it's not just the other team that starts running for cover. It's your own team, too. And I think we've seen some of that. You know, I am sick about the election. I don't really know all the ins and outs of what kinds of challenges there might be to the election, but I have to say, there was an article in The Spectator a couple of weeks ago about just all the statistical anomalies that lead you to think that it's pretty hard to imagine Joe Biden winning. But here's the thing. Joe Biden didn't win. He ran basically as not Donald Trump. And so I think the road forward for Joe Biden is very difficult. Americans, he is pretending that he has a mandate for his agenda. He has no mandate whatsoever because the range of people voting for him, including what was the number of people who didn't vote for him? Maybe 55% were really voting against Donald Trump.
Well, he's got a constituency of dead people that voted for him, too.
There's that, too. And they have, you know, very few wishes.
Yes.
But, you know, I look at the administration he's assembling, and it's all box checking. I was amused a few days ago. Black Congressional Caucus or some black group said, "Oh, well, there are not enough blacks in the administration."
Yes,
boom, Marsha Fudge is head of HUD. Yeah, 2 or 3 days ago, not enough Asian Americans in the administration. Boom, he hires this woman, Catherine Tai, or whatever her name is, to be you know, the former trade representative to join his cabinet. So it's all sort of identity politics, people like Susan Rice who check various boxes but are really not respected by
exactly.
at least half the country. And this is a guy who pretends to want to bring us together. I mean, come on. This is – the whole thing is an elaborate farce, and we all know it. But I don't really know how to strike back except, by God, to take those two Senate seats in Georgia and not let Linwood and other people tell Georgia Republicans not to vote.
Exactly. That's absurd.
Honestly, a catastrophe, right?
Right.
I mean, if we allow this progressive, radical agenda, and those words have been overused, but it truly is a radical agenda of packing the court, doing away with a filibuster and so forth. If those things become policy because we lose those two Senate seats in Georgia, we could really wreck this country. And
that
is not overheated statement. It's true.
Well, Liz, we'd be California. I mean, I was born and raised in California.
Exactly.
I saw what's happening, and they are the poster child of all this, and that's where we would be. And forget about all this lip service they give to the Constitution. They've obliterated the Constitution, and that's what's going on right now with now. What do we got? Texas leading the charge. There's a total of 19 other states now that have joined in, or maybe a total of 19, including Texas, saying, look, we've got to protect the interests of our own individual citizens. So what happens poorly, what is violent, in Wisconsin or Michigan or Nevada, you know, that affects all of us. We just cannot let that stand and say, hey, that's okay with Nevada if they change and cheat and want to, you know, commit fraud in order to fulfill some political interest. But that doesn't work for us. And this is fast circuited. It doesn't have to go into circuit courts. It goes directly to the Supreme Court. And I believe, I mean, between you and me, I don't think Justice Roberts wanted to touch this. He's been trying to avoid
Without a doubt, he didn't want to touch it.
But he's not going to have a choice now. I don't think he's going to have a choice.
I agree with you. And look, I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea the validity of the claims they're making or standing, whether they have standing to pursue this. I have no idea. But it would be great to see something happen to validate, I think, the very reasonable doubts about the legitimacy of this election. I'm not saying it was stolen, but I think there are lots of reasons to investigate it. And the fact that there has been so little investigation makes me crazy. I don't know. I don't understand when you have video of someone, hauling out the suitcases of ballots, or you have a report that a Dominion machine really did have an algorithm that favored Joe Biden. Who is looking into that? Is the Justice Department looking into it? I don't know. Right. I don't trust them to do it. Mm-hmm. I think we have half the country in outraged about it. And that's a really unhealthy place to be.
Yeah, a clear majority, 60-70% of Republicans believe that voter fraud took place. And now 30-35%, even Democrats go, something fishy here in River City. And, you know, going back to your earlier point about the media, what galled me the other day in that previous presser that the president had, and he took questions from the media, and they were banging him with all kinds of questions. And I kept saying, Mr. President, that is a question they need to answer. You can't answer it. They're the ones that need to do the investigating to, pull out this information. You know, you don't have the information. All you've got is a lot of evidence. And, in a court of law, in the court of public opinion, court of public opinion right now, the sides are so, they're so defined that you're going to have, some people in the Democratic Party who are crossing over. But by and large, they're siloed into their position. But they need to really see the preponderance of this evidence, which is not being reported on by the mainstream media. I mean, when you've got over 1,000 sworn affidavits of everyday citizens like you and me, Liz, saying, hey, I was there, this happened, this didn't look good. I mean, and the reports, and then some of them being bullied. I think there was a report of one non-democratic operative who was there at a polling station. They got beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
It's appalling. Here's the scary thing, though. You and I know about this. Your listeners probably know about this. There's a full half the country that watches CBS News at night and maybe reads the New York Times. They have no idea. Do you remember the polling on awareness of the Hunter Biden scandal?
Yeah, exactly.
A huge number, 53-55% of the country had never heard about it. Yeah. So it's a tree falling in the forest. Does it actually happen? I mean, Bill, the thing is, you and I are ranting about the media and the unfairness of the media. I think what all of us have to spend our energies on is how to make them accountable, how to make them hurt if they don't resume, and I say resume in quotes, a more balanced presentation of the news.
Right.
In the New York Times, early in Donald Trump's presidency, basically said, this guy is so outrageous. This was the gist of their editorial. That we can't cover them in the typical way we have. In other words, we are abandoning our equal and fair coverage of the news because this guy represents such a threat to the country. Imagine that. And think about what was the threat to the country. He tried to secure our borders, right?
Right.
He has, developed a major new peace initiative in the Middle East, which can only benefit our country. He stood up to China. I mean, you and I could go on and on. But
exactly.
The reality is the news media writ large basically decided that they were going to abandon their principles, if they're such as they were, for fair treatment. And I don't know that they'll ever go back. And I think that is a very scary thing. Somehow these guys need to be brought to heel, and nobody more than Twitter and Facebook and Google.
Without a doubt.
That was the final straw.
Exactly. And, of course, now YouTube is canceling videos as well. So it's absolutely endless, and you're exactly right. And I believe in some cases some of these publications have lost a following. They've lost subscribers. That will continue to be the pain that they feel. And you're exactly right. It goes back to what we said earlier. These are all first principles, and first principles start with our U.S. Constitution and self-responsibility. So it's up to me and you, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Peek has been with us, Fox News contributor, top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Merry Christmas, Liz.
Merry Christmas,
this report
Bill.
Is
Thanks
sponsored
for having-
by Bank of America. With the holidays coming up, online shopping offers convenience, an easy way to avoid crowds, plus many ways to earn rewards. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for the season.
First, sign up for loyalty programs at your favorite retailers. Many offer perks like early access to sales and free shipping. Second, check for special deals from your bank and pay with a rewards credit card. Finally, enroll in banking rewards to maximize your cash back. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back on your choice of six spending categories, including online shopping. We also offer Bank of America deals as a way for cardholders to earn bonus cash back at many online retailers. Finally, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides our members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards, which can mean up to 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One third of all American states and more than 100 House Republicans signed on to give their support to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's election challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania. Members of Congress shared by untold millions of their constituents that the unconstitutional irregularities involved in the 2020 presidential election cast doubt upon its outcome and the integrity of the American system of elections. According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe. The actor that played Debo in the Friday movies franchise and former wrestler Tommy Tiny Lister has died at the age of 62. Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Bill, how are you? Good, great to talk to you.
Oh, wow, I'm telling you, it's endless. I mean, with all...
It never stops, does it? Never, ever stops.
Gosh, it's almost like I don't have anything to talk to you about. I don't have any questions.
Yeah, if we can come up with a topic, maybe we actually could do some radio here.
Yeah, maybe we might be informative and maybe slightly entertaining if we want to do a dance or something. But no, this is nonstop. I mean, the voter fraud, the mainstream media, you know, says, where is the evidence? Now you got YouTube saying we're not going to run any more videos that questions the legitimacy of the election. I mean, what is going on with America right now, where, you know, the press is being squelched, it's being scrutinized, it's being censored flat out, DeRoy, and the mainstream media is like crickets.
I tell you, what's amazing about this with the vote fraud being covered up and the Hunter Biden story back before the election and so many other examples of this is something that I think George Orwell and Milton Friedman and Adam Smith all would have found amazing, which is that basically we have privatized censorship in this country. We usually think of censorship as being the government coming in and saying, you can't publish this, you can't broadcast that. That's the old model. That's how they did it in the Soviet Union and East Germany. Here, The government steps back. They're not involved. And it's all handled by the private sector. It is literally the privatization of censorship, and it makes it that much harder to fight because you certainly can go into court, plead the First Amendment, and most judges say to the government, okay, yes, you've got to let that story run. You can't keep that story off of NPR, whatever it might be. But when you've got YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter, which are private sector companies, they have a private right to publish or not publish what they want. Now, my huge objection with this is, by the same token that National Review Online, if we don't want to run an article saying that Medicare for All is a great idea, we don't have to. But on the other hand, we do not have protection under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Exactly. Act. Mm-hmm. But if somebody is unhappy because we've not run his article or whatever, and then decides to take us to court, all of a sudden we face legal charges and distraction and who knows, maybe even loss and huge payouts. Those companies in Silicon Valley are all, but they're both censoring and saying we don't want to run this, and they're also hiding behind Uncle Sam's coattails and saying you can't sue us because we're protected by Section 230. So they really need to make a choice. Are they publishers, in which case they can pick and choose whatever they want to run and don't run, but then leave themselves exposed to liability if people want to sue over that, or they can be like AT&T, and just be a platform, and you know, AT&T doesn't say, oh, we're not running any Republican phone calls. And you can pick a phone and call whoever you want. Mm-hmm. If that's how they want to behave, that's great. They can have the protection against liability and against litigation, but then they've got to run, you know, any YouTube video anybody wants to run short of, you know, child pornography or, you know, instructions on how to shoot politicians or something awful like that, short of actual, you know, advocating violence or the overthrow of the government. Short of that, you can pretty much run whatever you want as far as articles, videos, audio, what have you.
Well, the word for the year was decided by Webster's being pandemic, but I'd say probably a better word for the year has been exposure. I mean, this has been the culmination of 4 years of insanity that we've had to endure. And Donald Trump has been an exposing lightning rod to this deal and the power of big tech and what they've been able to exercise. I don't know how much longer 230 can be sustained. Do you?
Well, I mean, look, the only way to get rid of it, I believe, is for Congress to repeal it and the President of the United States to sign such legislation. If we have Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House of Representatives, which I think we will, I don't see her passing this. I mean, what incentive does she have to silence her yapping lapdogs
These are her masters. I mean, she would only wish they were her lapdog. I mean, they've got tentacles into her purse so deep that she cannot move. I mean, she can't even go and get her hair done without these guys.
Well, that's true. So I would love to see Section 230 repealed, but it's going to take that law getting or that legislation getting through Congress, and then a president's going to sign it. I hope the president is sitting at the Resolute Desk next January 20th is President Trump, if he prevails with these various lawsuits and recounts and all that. And if it's not him and it's Joe Biden, I don't see Joe Biden signing this legislation.
Exactly.
I mean, these people helped him get elected, so why would he take away their wonderful protections? So
right.
I'd love to see Section 230. I don't want to see it so much taken away as I want to see these big companies given a choice. Look, you know, either you keep 230 and you act as a platform, or you lose 230, but then you can tell people, well, we're going to publish you or not publish you, however they wish. Make them make that choice and stick with it. But unless you've got folks on Capitol Hill who pass that kind of legislation, a president will sign it, we might be stuck with 230 for who knows how many more years, which is really quite frightful given the way these folks have been behaving.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a fatalist here, but maybe I am, in as much as that the genie seems to be so far out of this bottle, DeRoy. I don't know how you save the day on this deal unless you break them up and find a different way. I don't say deplatform them, but you've got to do some major changing. And I think within the existing powers to be, including our own government, that it doesn't seem possible because, like you said, outside of the purview of one Donald Trump and a committed Republican legislature, it's not going to happen, and they're going to continue on. And look what they've done. I mean, in stealing this election, I mean, it's blatant that this was orchestrated. Somebody made the call to all these facilities to tell them stop the count, and
pretty much at the same time.
Right, exactly. So there was a playbook here. And we've been saying this on the show for the past week and a half is, where's the playbook? I mean, it's got to be out there. I've heard it suggested that there was some sort of manual that was sent to all these, all these facilities that were responsible for counting the vote and told them what to do, you know, and how they were able to bully, you know, Republican observers out of the room, you know, tell them, oh, we've got a leak in the water system here, and we got flooding taking place, so we got to shut everything down. And so, I guess what they figured, that Republicans couldn't swim, only Democrats could swim, so they only left them in the room, right?
I'm picturing like a scene from Titanic. Exactly. The big boat's going down and some people are swimming and some are drowning. Yeah, you know, this big, huge, monstrous, Niagara Falls type leak that was just ripping through that counting facility. I heard about it. I thought, oh my God, hope people get out of there and don't end up, you know, drowning or getting all wet. Turns out it was a leaky urinal. At first, yeah. it was a leaking pipe, then it was an overflowing toilet, and then it turned out to be a leaky urinal. I mean, you could have tried. I mean, there's just not enough water flow there.
Right.
So that turned out to be, shall we be polite, called a fabrication. But I do remember I was at a vote watch party on election night, and the returns kept coming in, and then right about 11:30, 11:45, they stopped, and we kept waiting for fresh results, and they just weren't coming. And we're all looking at each other going, well, what happened? We're waiting for new precincts to come in, and the thing just went dead for hours. And now we know what happened, that, as you say, not just in one state, but in multiple states, they stopped counting, they put everything on pause, they booted out the Republican observers. We saw in Atlanta, they booted out the Republicans and the Democrats and everybody else. And then in that accounting room in Atlanta, you had people starting to pull these suitcases full of ballots for people in the room without observers there, and then running those through the machines. And what's interesting, if you look at the reporting on the increase in votes, between about 11:30 and about 1 is when they shut things off. 11 and 1 is when they shut things off and ran those ballots from the suitcase. And then you look at this huge spike, this massive increase of votes that Biden got, us a net increase of about 125,000 votes. He only won Georgia by 12,000.
Yes.
So I think that is the exact moment when the Democrats stole Georgia for Joe Biden. I'd like someone to prove me wrong. And you had similar behavior like that in other states, where you had these ballots popping up in vans and cars without a state plates, and all these mystery ballots coming in garbage bags and trash cans, all between about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and about 4 or 5 in the morning. And then we woke up, went to sleep thinking, well, it looks like Trump's got it. Woke up in the morning, oh my God, look, Biden's just caught up, and it looks like he might win.
Exactly.
It wasn't one state, it was multiple states, and it looked like a hell of a lot of multiple coincidences, numerous places, or something entirely orchestrated.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. We're back talking with Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Speaking of what happened in Georgia, you know, what concerns me, and I was speaking with somebody who's there in Atlanta observing what's going on right now, and I'm saying, okay, what is the guarantee that things are going to be different for these two Senate races that are taking place? You're still going to have Dominion voting machines. Everything that they did during the presidential election is looks like it's going to be duplicated for this Senate race. I mean, are you kidding me? How do you do the same thing that produced such poor results and left people wondering if their vote really count? But we're going to say, oh, we're going to do the same thing again for this one.
Well, clearly you've tapped into my computer and are reading my notes, because this is the exact topic on which I'm writing today for my next piece. You know, I very much want to see Senators Loeffler and Perdue reelected and have the Republicans hang on to the Senate. If that doesn't happen, it'll be total bedlam with the Supreme Court being packed, Electoral College being wrecked, new senators coming in from the new states of D.C. and Puerto Rico, et cetera. But the way to stop that is to have them win in the runoff on January 5. Will that be possible, though, if we have the same infrastructure in place with the, I think it's now 900,000 mail-in ballots? I think they're still using these drop boxes, which are not supervised. Who knows whose ballots are being dropped off at 3:30 in the morning. And this could be cleaned up very quickly if Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Republican Secretary of State, I think it's Brad Raffensperger, I believe, so I say, would focus on this and bring in the Republican legislature and hold a special session and clean this up and say, look, partisan observers have a right to be there at every moment. It will be a crime henceforth to block them. Number one. Number two, mail-in ballots are only okay if you're sick or you're going to be out of town, not this just cavalcade of hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots. I would take the drop-off boxes, remove them from the streets, melt them down into steel ingots.
Yes.
I would have the press available to watch what's going on the whole time and have a system where we have a clean election. If we have a clean election, I think Senators Loeffler and Perdue will be reelected. If we have the system like we had on November 3rd, my fear is that they'll win on Tuesday night. We'll all go to sleep thinking, well, we kept the Senate, and we'll wake up on the morning of the 6th and think, oh, my God, they just discovered some votes, so it looks like Loeffler's in trouble. Oh, my God, they found more votes under trucks somewhere in Macon, Georgia. Oh, it looks like Perdue's in trouble. And then sometime that weekend, they'll have a very close count, and they'll say, oh, it looks like Ossoff and Warnock won. Chuck Schumer is the majority leader, and on, you know, on we go on the superhighway to socialism.
Exactly. DeRoy, what are we being set up for here? I mean, this is what I'm concerned about. I mean, we've got millions of people, you know, coming out, yelling and screaming. I mean, you know, they're upset over this fraud. I mean, you know, the Supreme Court at first blush said, look, we don't want to deal with this. And for some reason, I have this sense that's another issue of, you know, the justices coming together, and maybe Justice Roberts led the charge on this to say, hey, we don't want to pick this up, or maybe they're going to wait and see, you know, what happens with this Texas case, because Texas right now and other states are starting to come alongside with what the what Texas is doing, and on behalf of its citizens saying we cannot have a fraudulent election. We cannot be part of it because it impacts everybody. You know, it may have happened in Georgia, it may have happened in Michigan or Wisconsin, but whatever happens in Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, it affects us here in Texas as well and every other state of the union.
There's no question about that. Look, if Georgia wants to have slippery, messy, sloppy, fraudulent elections for school board or for state senate, then, you know, God bless them. But if they do it for president, they do it for senate, yeah, that affects me. And here in New York, where I live, if they goof up in Georgia, all of a sudden we've got Senators Warnock and Ossoff raising my taxes and, you know, sending soldiers into wars that I don't want to see fought and all that, then that's not just their problem, that's my problem. So
exactly.
We need to have this cleaned up. And I think if the Supreme Court, which is the court of original jurisdiction, suits involving one or more states suing each other, they don't start in district court or appellate court. They start in the Supreme Court. So it's going to be very hard for them to say, hey, we don't want to be involved, when they're going to be the very first judges to face this. Now, I do know in this Texas case, rather than dismiss it outright, I believe they said that they had to have the other states respond and present their arguments this week. So they didn't just dismiss it outright. And I think the Supreme Court's got to get involved in this and make a decision one way or the other. This notion that, oh, we don't want to get involved. You know, who are we to judge? Well, excuse me, you're the U.S. Supreme Court. This is
exactly
your job.
Right.
You know, if you're in the World Series and some guy comes across the plate in Game 7 and you don't know if the catcher got to him in time, and you look at the umpire says, why are you looking at me? It's not my job. No, it's your job, pal. You can rule the guy in or safe or out, whichever way you want, but you got to make a decision. So I think the Supreme Court has to make a decision here one way or the other and not step back and just you know, be coy and throw up their hands and say, well, you know, it's not for us to judge. No, it's for them to judge.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt, because as it stands right now, what are we talking about? Trump has approved, certified, or at least validated 232 electoral votes. Biden has 227 right now. The rest are in contention. And regardless of Chris Wallace's insistence that Joe Biden should be regarded as the president-elect, boy, he about lost his skull on Sunday with Senator Cassidy, because Senator Cassidy, you know, referred to him respectfully as the Vice President of the United States, former Vice President, and he kept saying, you know, no, he's the president-elect. He's the president-elect. They go, well, who are you trying to convince, Chris?
Yeah, well, he's really not the president-elect until the Electoral College votes on it, and frankly, until January 6th when the Vice President of the United States inside the House of Representatives opens the envelopes and declares which candidate got how many votes in the Electoral College. So I think that's the moment when he can officially say, yes, he's the president-elect. Right now, he's the president-elect presumptive based on what the media's, shall we say, coronation of him. But look, as you say, this is still in contention. These cases are still going on. There are lawsuits in multiple state and federal courts and now before the Supreme Court. Now, it may all turn out that Joe Biden, in fact, won and he'll be sworn in, or they may look and say, look, there's enough fraud in enough states so that the apparent Biden victories will be reversed and Trump will win. And he might win the presidency still. And he doesn't have to win millions and millions and millions of votes. What we're really talking about switching a grand total of about 100, 120,000 votes among Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And if just a few, you know, 12,000 in Georgia, I think maybe 15,000 in Nevada, et cetera, if those switch because they found, yeah, those are illegal aliens voting, those are people under 18 voting, those are people who didn't live in that state voting, and those votes get thrown out, then all of a sudden Trump wins those states and Trump wins the White House. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that's terribly likely. I mean, it seems like that's an uphill battle, no doubt, but it's certainly not beyond possibility. And the more people look at this and see all kinds of people voting who shouldn't have and folks who are out of didn't live in that state, people who moved away, people who voted twice who shouldn't have, people who are dead, people who voted, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you go through those state by state as I have in my articles over the last month or so, and there's a lot of really nasty, very dodgy, I think, criminal stuff going on. And if it's exposed, again, a few thousand votes in just the right states, and Biden loses, Trump wins, and he still could become the president of the United States January 20th, 2021.
Well, either way, the way this has been orchestrated by big tech, corporate America, and of course we're finding out now there was more Chinese involvement than ever. Ironically, that 4 years ago we were so concerned about the Russians, and we had a faulty dossier involved, and now we have clear evidence that the communist Chinese were up to their earlobes in this, and this is something that they had in place for a long time and decided, short of assassination, they needed to get Trump out of the way because Trump's, trade policies were devastating China, and corporate America couldn't do anything about it, and China gave them a ton of flipping money, and which they passed on to the Democrats. I mean, it's the old game. You follow the money, and you see what's going on, and then you've got this associate dean of the School of International Studies at Renmin University in China, and he's laying out the plan, and people are applauding. Goes, hey, we did him in,
mm-hmm.
and they're all laughing about it. And this guy Di Dongsheng, which Tucker Carlson reported on the other night, and has been further reported on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is quite telling. I mean, whether it's the Democrats or anybody else. I mean, I've always maintained they end up self-indicting. And they're telling us they since have taken this down. Of course, they don't want us to see this. But, that a lot of people still are not aware that there was something this overt that took place, that it wasn't just Joe Biden's team who, going into this, bragged about having the best voter fraud organization in the history of America.
Yeah, I think the definition of the gaffe is when a politician actually stumbles upon the truth. I saw
good
that.
Point.
Wow, what a strange thing for him to say. And now you look back and it's like, okay, I guess he was honest about the incredibly well-organized vote fraud arrangement they had. No, it's very disturbing. And as you say, this needs to be cleaned up from Georgia onward. I really hope that the, Republican governor of Georgia and Republicans in the legislature and in Georgia get together, do a special session, and clean this thing up. I mean, you've got Republicans in charge down there. I don't know why they've not addressed this. I don't know what they're waiting for. Brian Kemp seems to have just checked out completely. I'm not sure why there's such a complete vacuum of leadership down there. Mm-hmm. But I'd say,
well, this is where we're the people.
Listen to this. Call Brian Kemp and tell him to do his job. Bring in the state legislature and clean this up, or this country, God forbid, Ossoff and Warnock, the Democrats win the Senate, we're going to be big, big, big trouble, and they're not going to make Brian Kemp's life any easier.
Yeah. Welcome to the new banana republic of the United States of America. Let me tell you. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. DeRoy, always an honor. Appreciate the time, buddy. You take care.
Bill, great talk to you. Thank you.
You got it.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Anytime.